Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Seen recently that there's going to be a new series of Gladiators, and they're going to start recording the episodes in a Sheffield arena, like what they used to do in the NEC. And so I just thought I'd bring up that old 90s classic nostalgia feel for this episode there. So you used to watch the Gladiators, didn't you?
Yeah, sub Danny and I.
And who the Wolf. Was he your favourite?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's favourite, really, yeah. Weren't it?
Always. What was that song they used to do?
If he lost, it would be that fucking "Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?"
Yeah. And he used to like pretend to go angry at the crowd and
yeah, proper pissed off and that.
Like WWE style.
Yeah, because I always used to think fucking he looked like my dad if he had fucking hair. You know, like if our Frank could actually grow his hair long, fucking then that was just Frank. Plus he was fucking always aggressive back then, weren't he? It was always a good programme, weren't it? Fucking.
Yeah, I used to look at the end when I can't remember, you know, when they used to run up the escalators?
Yeah, it was not the eliminating.
Yeah, then swing the rope through the old mesh paper.
Yeah.
And that's it.
God, because they might have been a bit of struggle, fucking. I mean, you're already fucked anyway.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to run up that ramp that's pushing you back down, and you just see them blowing out their ass and they're fucking struggling, and they try and handball themselves up. Just never work, would he? But oh god, that was Saturday Night TV prime, that was.
Yeah.
And what else was there? It was Brian Connolly, I think his name was. And he was fucking, look, it's only a puppy. And he'd have a puppy on his hand and he'd fucking slag it off and he'd hit it and whatever. You never remember that?
No, I can't remember that.
I remember
the saying, but I can't remember the show.
He did like a stuntman thing on it as well, so it was essentially like a sketch show.
Mm.
And he had like a silver jumpsuit on, and he had the string attachments, and he'd fly around the stage. He'd always end up hurting himself. He was funny, he was. Stars and Rose as well.
I remember that one.
Yeah, and Tonight Nephew.
Isn't that show back on?
I don't know, actually.
I'm sure. I might be wrong. I know there's a show similar.
Because it was just essentially karaoke, wasn't it, and the sound. Similar to the person who was trying to be.
Yeah, I've seen a show where it's like there's three people, and so if you wanted to be James Brown, they had three.
You've seen James Brown one, I've seen.
Yeah, and then they have the three singers singing, and then the judges would pick then who was the best.
Yeah, I don't know what that's called, but I've literally only seen that James Brown.
I've seen a few, but that James Brown one just sticks in my head. I don't know.
Well, probably because they're all shit, really.
It was all good, to be honest.
They were good. They didn't sound like him, so it was more like an impersonation.
I always feel, though, it'd be hard to get the accent right, obviously, when you're from a different country, because your vocals are a bit different.
Yeah. But, it's different. Being English, British, it seems more harder for us, because we don't grasp the sense of how to speak other languages, how to think in other languages and that in general, whereas other countries they can do, you know, there's a lot of them that sing in English as well.
Yeah.
I saw a clip of, was it Mika? Grace Kelly, the song was.
Yeah.
So he was on, I think it's the French version of The Voice, and you know sometimes they have the celebrities and actual singers on. So he's sitting there doing the piano and he's singing it. He's singing in French and then the odd word comes through as English. I'm like, how the fuck did I do that, really? I mean, again, clever people, way to pick a shit. But, the Saturday Night TV, it's just nowhere near as good now, is it?
No.
You know, that Ant and Dec's take, good as even when that first started off. But Saturday TV in general, I mean, what would you all go to on a Saturday morning?
If I remember correctly, it was Pokemon episodes.
Yeah.
I remember, was he on CITV or Cardiff or Fox Kids, whatever it was back there?
I think it was CITV.
Yeah, it was just, I think that 90s approach, well, early 2000s, late 90s, on any cartoon was just miles ahead of anything that, I mean, Pokemon, Digimon, Power Rangers,
VR
Troopers, Big Bang Beta Bugs.
Oh,
no. Big Bang Beta Bugs.
Yeah, they're all
Goosebumps.
There.
Goosebumps
as well.
Goosebumps.
But I remember on a Saturday morning, I used to get up, I'd make myself a cup of tea, and then I'd have 7 Bourbons.
How old was you, Jack?
Mate, as soon as I could reach the works, I was making my own tea and that. Well, I had to for that, didn't I? So it was literally, because most of the time Mum would be at work, Shannon would probably still be in bed, so I'd get up, do myself a cup of tea, 7 Bourbons, piled up on the chair next to me, and if there was a broken one, I wouldn't eat it. So, you know, when you get a broken biscuit in the corners, fucked and whatever, never eat it.
Why?
I don't know, I was just weird like that, but it was just like a little, I don't know, probably autistic thing or something.
Because I remember, going off topic, you used to wear Adidas, didn't you? It had
to
be Adidas.
That was because of David Beckham, wasn't he? You know, sponsored, you know, he was the face of everything back then. And, yeah, God, I'm too cheap for that these days. Now that I have to pay for it myself.
So,
but
seven.
Yeah, I'd have me 7 Bourbons stacked up, dunk them in my tea, eat up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Power Rangers, as soon as that would come in.
Yeah.
And I used to record every episode on the old VHS, every episode of Power Rangers, and I'd watch them back and over again.
There'd be so many people now that'd be like, VHS.
Yeah.
Video player.
It was a big cassette which had video on it.
Do you remember you used to have to rewind it?
Yeah. And look, if you was bored sometimes, you'd just do it with your fingers, just twist it around. just to waste 5 minutes. I remember once, my sister had recorded over one of the cassettes, one of the VHS videos, and I'm not 7 years old or something, and I had a right shout.
Did you used to go back and watch them then?
Yeah.
So you used to watch them live, and then go back and watch them on the videos?
Yeah, sometimes straight away if I really enjoyed the episode, or, you know, or they were just there, ready for whenever I wanted to watch them.
Well, I do feel that, obviously, people are trying to jump on nostalgia. Obviously, they brought back, Netflix released Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always.
Yeah, which is a majority of some of the original cast, and then from the season 2 and 3, so forth. But, I've not watched it yet. But there's always, I mean, Power Rangers is still going on now anyway. I think they're on like season 27 or something now. And every now and again they do bring back old cast as like a special event, special episode.
Because on one of them they brought back all the Rangers, didn't they?
I've
seen that online with like every Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin Turbo. And apart from Turbo, I have no idea what the rest. I remember there was a pirate ship.
I think that
would have been quite
awesome. I think with that special events, the only actual original actor that brought back was Jason David Frank, rest in peace.
Mm.
And the rest of them were just people in the costumes, Rangers. They've done it loads of times. With the remakes they're trying to do as well, the Power Rangers film that they released a couple of years ago.
I really enjoyed that one. I know many people didn't like it, but I really enjoyed that
one. I thought it was good. I think the way they did the Zords and that, the actual Zords, were a bit too. Tried to make them realistic. I know they changed it for that reason, because I had the nostalgia of wanting to see these.
They weren't nostalgia enough.
Yeah, it was like they weren't colourful enough. I expected more Transformer-like. Whereas they looked more animal
effects,
really.
I get that. I thought it was fine. I really liked it. I thought it was probably one of the best movies of that year, I think it's 2017. But I really enjoyed it. I went in thinking, it's not going to be that great. It's just a remake. But I really enjoyed it. I really liked the story arc of it. accent, and then at the end, the guy gave that little glimpse that he hoped, well, you know, hopefully they're going to be Tommy.
Yeah, but the Green Ranger coming in for.
And they're scrapping that and making a new arc again.
Yeah, I think they were talking about another reboot, but I don't know why they couldn't have just continued that cast. I mean, I know the one lad, he was in Stranger Things and that then as well, don't I? So maybe it's because he became popular and he hasn't got time
but
for
that,
it.
No, because then it would make the show more popular.
You'd imagine it would.
I don't know. Yeah, but I know I've seen that he don't do great on the ratings. Like on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it was probably too many people with my expectations. Not that I expected it to be like the original Power Rangers film, because that was a bit over the top in some places. But yeah, I think people expected it to be more of a 90s film when they did. It was the reboot to bring it into the new century. The same way Transformers was, essentially, you know, that's nowhere near like the cartoon films and programs that it was. It was made for adults, essentially.
Yeah, no, just going back to the Power Rangers, obviously, because the old movie, I take it you looked at the movie.
Yeah, I've still got it on DVD, which again, a lot of people won't know what a DVD is as well, will they?
The one thing that I never understood from that movie, when they skydive, is he a snowboard? I don't know what he's got on it.
He's a snowboard.
Like, why? Look, I don't know if it's a thing. And then when they all land, they all have to say,
not cowabunga or whatever.
All that. It's just cheesy. Then you see him rollerblading with all the padding on.
Yeah, I think stuff like that was just to fill time in a movie.
Yeah.
Because the actual storyline of it, the plot, it could have been done in. Two episodes.
But it's always been pretty cheesy with the science.
Oh yeah, it always was.
I mean, even going to Once and Always, the new one, the cheesiness is still there.
Yeah.
Tenfold maybe. but yeah, just with the Power Rangers, you've got an whole arc, it's going on for years. Obviously now kids are growing up a bit again.
Yeah.
So we've got a few things here to speak about, Jack. So going back to your childhood, what's the top three movies that you watched over and over again? Because you said you used to watch the Power Rangers after it. What would be?
The Power Rangers one is up there, to be fair. Oh, so I've still got it on DVD. And then I had it on the computer, so I'd be able to watch it while I was in bed sometimes. So that's probably the top one that I used to watch as a young adult and teenager.
Among good things.
Yeah, dickhead usually. And then the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I used to love watching those films because they were so realistic, the costumes and the fights. It was just, to see it as a child, there's no CGI or anything either, was it? It was just real. Going from the cartoon, because it had that cartoon feel of it as well, the voices sounded spot on and the characters and that, and it was just always a good watch.
Yeah.
Because I think there was three films of that originally as well. And then one that not many people, I don't think, would know of, because any time I ever bought it up, no one seemed to know, but the Ninja Kids. So it was three brothers, and had the little costumes, or obviously the karate costumes.
Yeah.
And lots of, I think the youngest one was in yellow, then the middle one was in blue, and the top one was in green.
And Hulk Hogan was one of the movies.
Hulk Hogan was in one.
Mount Moon or Mount. Oh, there's another look of Pharaoh.
Yeah, the Red Mountain Towers stole place,
vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, because again, there was three of those, and I used to just love it.
See, when you were speaking, I thought you were about Samurai Pizza Cats when you started off. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Samurai Pizza Cats.
No, it wasn't
top
that.
Tier.
But yeah, because obviously back in the day, there wasn't a Blockbusters everywhere in the UK. We only had a few dotting around, really.
Yeah.
But where I grew up, on a Friday, we used to walk up the road, and then there was on the corner, an old video shop there, and I used to go in, and I'd always grab the Free Karate Kids, or the Free Ninjas, whatever it was called, and I'd get it pretty much every week, and then I'd get back, and I'd watch it that night, and because I used to love it, because his mum used to order us a pizza or something. And pizza or pizza, remember having one from there?
No.
It was opposite the old McDonald's anyway.
I think the names are coming to me. Tommy, Rocky, but I don't know if I'm getting mixed up with the pirate. I'm sure one was called Rocky and Tommy, and then the young
Colt. Colt was the, I think Colt was the oldest one. I used to love it.
No, just going back, obviously, because you just mentioned Power Rangers. Ninja Turtles. Do you remember the arcade game for that?
The actual arcade one, or?
Well, I think they brought it out for Sega as well.
Yeah, I remember playing it on the Sega Mega Drive.
How good was that game? Also, the Simpsons arcade game.
Yeah.
Remember that? And you used to press the things and blow the hot air balloon.
Yeah. Well, I think the best Simpsons game was the Hit and Run on the PlayStation.
Talking about good games, remember Rugrats?
Oh, God,
That used to be a good game. You go around the house and you do the missions.
Yeah. Because even with that, I just remember driving around on, because there was a race at on one of the levels.
Yeah.
You just drive around.
Yeah.
Just do that over and over. Just trying to beat my own score. Is that nothing better to do?
This nostalgia feels obviously goes into all kind of aspects of them, just picked up on their games. Obviously, we've got Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever you started off on, and then obviously it still goes on now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Final Fantasy VII, that started off my love of the RPG genre, really. Because in a few weeks, they're bringing out a new remaster of the original 6 Final Fantasy games.
Okay.
So you buy it as a bulk package, and it's still the same artwork and that, essentially, but they've just made it so you can play on modern TVs and it's not going to blur or anything and that. So I think I will be getting that soon.
Yeah.
Before playing any of them, it was on the old Sega Mega Drive. I used to bash the Power Rangers game on that, to be fair. Sonic, 1 and 2.
And Street Fighter. No, Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage. Oh, God.
Boy game. Correct me if you're wrong, I think it was level 4 when you had the two fat ones and used to blow a fire out of the map.
Yeah.
Those ones were.
Oh, God. trying to dodge it and that.
We used to call the police and used to send, just send a bazooka.
An airstrike and that. back then it was so amazing. Because I remember when Sonic and Knuckles come out, and so you got the Knuckles attachment that you'd stick Sonic 1 or 2 in the top, just so you could play with Knuckles on the original games. I remember that blowing my mind. And then there was another attachment that you could play CD games on it then. And then it obviously went on to the likes of PlayStation 1, Dreamcast.
Yeah. The game that sticks out for me, moving on a little bit, Jim. Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City, when that came out, that just changed.
Well, I think everything. I think that was inspiration for a lot of games then, because there was Taxi.
It was just that open world feel.
Yeah.
That you were in control.
Was it Driver as well?
Driver.
It opened up to a lot of games after. I mean, I'd say a mix of that and the Final Fantasy games opened it up for the likes of Assassin's Creed and that, really, to give that sort of...
Yeah, well, you ain't got a linear passage, you can go as and when.
I mean, Square Enix, they really did open up everything. A lot of their... Cause it's not just the Final Fantasy, they've got Dragon Quest and all that as well. Their RPG games are just...
Kingdom Hearts as well.
Kingdom Hearts,
such a good game, Kingdom Hearts. And the soundtrack. I know we've picked up on this before in the previous podcast, but now we're going nostalgia. And obviously still think, keep on the trend of still going on what's happening now, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This, besides Pokemon, is just really like, when I think about childhood, Dragon Ball Z, 5 p.m. Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And I just remember, it just seems it used to be fun. Like, just flying, talking to each other.
I think we spent about 6 weeks just watching the Battle of the Freezer, didn't we, really?
Yeah.
Episode a week. And because the super speed and obviously super strength and that, but they're having these battles quicker than you can visibly see, according to the people standing down on the floor. But they're having normal conversations. So
yeah.
They've got super speed speech as well. It's just crazy. But I think Trunks
that
was probably the best intro of a character ever, really.
Yeah.
You know, just comes out of nowhere, fucking Frieza and that have come from space,
Frieza
ready to attack.
Yeah, he's gangly. I think it was Frieza's father.
Yeah, and his brother as well, weren't he? So what was it, Cooler? And
Cooler was a movie separate to the series.
Oh, so was it just
it was his father that came down there? Way back from Nami.
Yeah, because he'd been training, hadn't he? No, it wasn't Nami.
No,
was another planet, wasn't
Nami, he was coming back from Nami because he got in his ship with Frieza's ship. Was able to get back to Earth quicker than Goku's ship. I'm pretty sure that's how he went down.
I thought he went to another planet and that was where he learned the instant transmission.
Ooh, you might be right. He was coming back from somewhere.
He was probably dead. Couldn't wait long enough for Goku to come. Frieza give him an hour, and then just out of nowhere, Trunks fucking with his sword as well.
Yeah.
Oh, the boy's got a sword. But yeah, just chops Frieza up into little bits. And then there's that moment that Frieza's always blinking as well on the floor, fucking and just gathering up. Yeah, it's fucking good. But yeah, I think that was well, it was the start of the Cell Saga then as well, wasn't it? Because when it changed to Dragon Ball Z, that was a big difference. Watching the original Dragon Ball, you know, it was just a normal little adventure here, there, and that, or a battle and blah blah. But it just stepped up a level when it changed to Dragon Ball Z. So, you know, the original Saiyan Saga, you know, Vegeta, and what's his name? The bald geezer now as well.
Krillin.
No, not Krillin, the other Saiyan.
Nappa.
Yeah, with them coming over. Changing into a giant ape and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's going on? Fucking yeah. But it was a big step up, and to sit there and watch it, you know, it was 30 minutes, but with the adverts and everything, it was only like 19 minutes really. And I just used to love it.
Yeah. Everyone used to speak about it the next day.
Yeah.
Used to go about school.
I mean, it was probably one of the only cartoons that, as a young teenager in secondary school, you could talk about and not be called a nerd or anything.
Yeah.
Because if you wanted to talk about fucking Pokemon,
well, you're on the snide,
fuck off, you geek.
Yeah. But Dragon Ball Z was.
Everyone spoke about it, literally.
The one thing that gets. Obviously, we won't talk about Dragon Ball GT, because that is just terrible.
Yeah,
but
that went off the cuff a bit.
Yeah. It just, obviously, the breaking new ground, obviously now Super Saiyan God mode.
Yeah, I think the names are going a bit much. Because how many levels can there be, really?
Yeah, like...
But if...
Cause don't forget, it was the first Super Saiyan for a million years, supposedly.
So
only legend before that.
Yeah.
And let's hit his bracket new ground.
Yeah, everyone's like, you know, I think Goten come out as a Super Saiyan, as well as Child Trunks. But I feel like watching it again now.
I feel though Dragon Ball Super got it right in terms of there's a lot more combat. It's a lot more what you want to see from Dragon Ball.
Because I remember just a load of filler episodes of Dragon Ball Z, like
the
Goku learning to drive and stuff.
Yeah.
Like fucking, it's just episodes that didn't need to be there. I get it when they're flying around and they're trying to fucking train or whatever, but just stupid episodes that didn't need to be there. And then why the fuck did Gohan go off and be the Great Saiyan Man? Like, he just ruined himself doing stuff like that.
The one thing that I remember vaguely was when there was all flying to the Cell games when Cell set up the tournament, and that was probably about 2 weeks. It was about 10 episodes of them flying.
Yeah. Whereas in other episodes they've flown around the world or ran around it in like 3 seconds or something. Yeah, it takes them 2 hours to get fucking across the country. Fucking crazy. Oh,
So, what would be your top three anime or kids TV shows? You've done your movies. What would be your...
Well, again, because Power Rangers, literally like the first 5-6 seasons of that, I'd still happily sit there and watch them all now. You know, so it was the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, then it went on to Zeo, then Turbo.
Oh, was it Zeo before Turbo?
I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah, it's only remembering up to Turbo. I just can't remember which way around it was.
Yeah, I'd happily sit and watch those again. Then after that, because I think it's... Yeah, so it was Turbo, and then it went to In Space, and I'm not going to reel off all of them. I don't know more exact chronological or that. But yeah, it sort of went off a bit too much. All of the original cast had gone by the end of Turbo, and yeah, it just... I think I was at that age then that I was sort of getting out of the children's TV sort of theme anyway. Yeah, so Power Rangers would be top. Again, Dragon Ball then as well after that. More so the Dragon Ball Z, because I've watched that before. I've watched Dragon Ball as well, because I don't think they ever put that on Cartoon Network.
No.
Originally, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Top.
Yeah.
And number three, what else?
Simpsons, Pokemon, Digimon, Blade Blades.
Yeah, I'd have to say it would be Pokemon. Simpsons, I was never really a massive fan
Futurama.
Of.
Futurama.
Again, that was more as we was like young adults, and that really wasn't it, because it was more adult themed as well.
Yeah, you get, but even The Simpsons, you understand more jokes.
Yeah, it's because older now.
There's jokes that just when you keep go flying out of your head.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd have to say it'd be Pokemon.
It's good. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because obviously with this nostalgia feels, obviously 26 seasons in.
Yeah.
My favourite TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Ash. Left the show, but not what well, you know, he's not the main character, no.
Yeah,
I've never watched a TV or cartoon and just felt like when I've seen all the clips on TikTok because it hasn't aired yet in the UK, you know, I've been leaving and like obviously, I won't go into and catch
yeah,
scenes, but that nostalgia feels there when you see. When he achieved his goal, it's just like unreal.
Yeah, it's
unreal.
There's only a few times.
I mean, how many years can you be 10 for? And it's never. That's the one thing that really knocked me about it. They never. Is he older than when he left the house? They never really picked up on that.
No.
And I never understood him. He'd go to it. I know it's for the cartoon advice.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go to a new region, start from scratch, and like.
You've already got a strong team, just stick with it.
Yeah. I knew obviously you have to get the cartoon out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had to do it for each new region anyway, but yeah, you could have just easily just paved through, you know, keeping Charizard and that. I'd say Butterfree, that touched everyone's heart.
Why Butterfree?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so the nostalgia hits hard because on the latter part of the season, you do reconnect with the Pokemon that he has.
Yeah.
Gone, and then obviously, you like, you know, gets all those goosebumps feels back.
Yeah.
But obviously, all the games, all the cards, I mean, just game after game.
But again, when Red and Blue hit, that was another one that just blew everyone's minds, and everyone had to play.
Yeah.
Again, in school, we was allowed to talk about that. You couldn't talk about watching the cartoon, but, you know, I remember sitting there on weekends and stuff, and you'd be getting the old Link cable out for the Game Boy and trading Pokemon and stuff. You could do that, but you couldn't talk about the cartoon.
Yeah. Also, same with anyone that's listening, email in. I got stuck for about 3 days. So before you fight LT Surge, you need to get cut. Look, I didn't know that tree was to cut, that move cut down that kind of tree.
Yeah.
So I was like, what did I do for 3 days?
I don't know. And then his gym as well, though, trying to bloody find the right switch. switches in the bins.
Oh,
God, that used to crack me up, that thing. Because you didn't want to say right in front of you, in case you needed to train your Pokemon a bit more, but you didn't want to lose the path once you got the doors open. So it's just hours and hours I'd spent basing on them. God. But it was all a part of the fun, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the games are a little bit easier now, but the hours and hours of grinding to level up the Pokemon back in the day.
I still think there should, obviously, because obviously there's a new generation and our generation playing the same game, I do feel there should be like an adult version where the games be harder, a bit more tactical, rather than
just
the kids.
It should just be the same as like a lot of these games where you've got your easy, normal and hard mode. So it should just be a literal switch between the two where you can have it as you have to individually train all your Pokemon separately. Or if you want the easy, just to enjoy the story and the fun of the game, have that where you, because that's the main thing really that we don't want to have. Going off the nostalgia feels is that it's too easy just to get your whole team up to a maximum level, whereas back in the day it was hours and hours.
Yeah.
But the good side about it now, you know, we are adults and we don't have enough time to just sit there and waste all that time away playing the games.
That's true.
So I suppose it helps us on that sense. But it was, as I say, game changing. I remember us going into Birmingham Town Centre for one of the games. We were standing outside Game Station.
Game Station used to be called, yeah.
Yeah, it was at the top of the ramp for the Palisades. And just remember queuing. Like, we were thinking there was going to be loads of people there, but it was just us two as well.
Was it for Pokemon Crystal?
I think it was Crystal.
Crystal, yeah.
Getting the bus early in the morning, going there, and it didn't open until like 9 o'clock. Yeah. It was there at like 7:30. Oh, I'm just gonna get busy. It's gonna get busy. Just us two. the good old days.
Yeah.
But then getting back, just bashing it straight away. That's it. Playing it for as long as we could until the batteries died on that. Fucking hell. I've still got a Game Boy Advance, and that makes me want to whip it out and start playing some of the games, man. To be fair, there wasn't really many Game Boy games outside of the Pokemon ones that I did enjoy playing.
No,
I mean,
it's a bit of the Game Boy Advance and so on. I only played them for Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the PlayStation, it's obviously the original one, the Final Fantasies, Crash Bandicoot, and all of them. Gran Turismo. Racing games and that, had those. So I had a good mix on the PlayStations. Never been an Xbox person. And then these days now, it's just that I haven't got a PS5 yet. I will get one at some point. But on the PS4, it's just a couple of the Final Fantasy games, the Final Fantasy 7 remake, and then the Switch. That's what I just played.
Yeah.
A couple of different ones on there now as well. It's mainly just the RPG games I stick to these days. I did get the Crash Bandicoot when that came back out again. Played through that. You get the memories coming back out of it, but it's not the same as when you're a kid and you're playing it. And I'm sure they made it harder.
I know that game was always hard.
It was,
it
yeah.
It was always, oh, it was fun, that game.
I got so far through, I was like, I don't know if I'm fucking struggling this much.
Mm.
One just so I can just test to see if it was just as hard. I got the Tony Hawk's pretty the remake or the whatever they call it anyway, but I got that. I played it literally not once. I thought, it's not as good as I remembered.
Yeah, that when that game come out, Tony Hawk's was just
bashing it for fucking days. Just fucking the challenges. But I used to be able to do them easily, but I think it's probably because I didn't have the same skill level that I used to have, and I just didn't put any time into
it. You used to have to try to collect the skates.
Yeah, collect the letters, hit certain targets point-wise, do a certain lot of fucking grind for fucking this bonus and whatever. They were good. But a lot of them, they're not as good as what they used to be. Because again, the Gran Turismo, I used to be able to play that hours and hours at a time.
Weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Like.
But Need for Speed, play that all the time.
Underground.
Yeah, bang out the songs on it, fucking just sit there playing. suit or something. It just went down again.
Yeah. So sometimes they try to get
them
out too quick, though.
Yeah.
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 Especially with that need for speed.
Yeah. So on the games as well, I remember Beyblade, playing them on the PlayStation. Again, I think they tried too much with that. There's only so much you can do
with that.
Crossing a cartoon over to a game in general. A spinning top tour, there wasn't much you could do. At least with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, when they've got the trading card games for it, they were a bit easier to play, but with the Beyblades, because you couldn't physically level up the person.
Yeah.
And it was just, you upgrade your Beyblade and upgrade the endurance and whatever, but it just wasn't the same. Mm. It didn't feel as good as a game.
No.
But I did enjoy the Digimon game.
They were such a grind.
The original one that came out on the PlayStation 1, I don't think I ever actually completed it on the PlayStation.
No, it was such a grind.
Yeah.
I think every time your Digimon died, you'd have to start from rookie.
Yeah, start it off straight off.
So you'd have to.
I think you'd spend a couple of days in the game just getting a Digivolve back up to Champion, Ultimate, Mega, and that. And so I don't think I ever did complete it. But I did complete the new released one again, which came out on PlayStation 4, I believe, back in 2020 or 2019. I played it then, I purchased it for the Switch, forgot that I played it, and then remembered I played it. So I completed that again. I didn't spend time trying to get every Digimon, trying to do all the different stats to get a specific one. Just literally, what I've got, level them up. It was a good enough game. There is another one, Digimon Survival, which I've not played. I've only seen trailers on. I will get it at some point. That seems a different style of play, different storyline and everything.
Did you used to play Digicar Battle that was on the PlayStation 1?
I know I had it. I don't think I did too much with it, to be fair.
I really got into that game. I don't know why, but I completed that game. One of the only few games I completed.
Digimon World, I enjoyed that one as well. Sure, that was still on the original PlayStation. PlayStation 2, again, it was just a mix between FIFA and fucking Final Fantasy games, really.
Yeah, so I think what we've picked up on this is you stay to what you've always known when it comes to, you know, and especially when it comes to gaming going forward, and then obviously animes, your stuff.
Yeah.
I can't picture now me starting a new anime from scratch. It'd just be the ones. And even as we spoke about games, I think it would just be the same game, just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, animes, the ones that they stick on Netflix and that, where it's like 12 episodes and stuff, I'll sit and watch those. But to go through, I mean, I think the main big one that comes to mind is like One Piece or Naruto. I've watched so much of Naruto, but there's like 1,000 episodes of both of them, so I wouldn't be able to watch
them. I've seen one called One Punch Man.
Yeah, I've watched the first season of that that's in English.
Is this like an old cartoon, or is it like a newer cartoon?
I think it's only a few years old, really.
So I always thought that One Punch Man and Naruto was probably not as old as Dragon Ball Z, but I mean, if it's like 1,000 episodes out.
Oh yeah, they just banged it out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that one, One Punch Man, started off as a comic, but a lot of them do. Again, it was okay. It was just something to just watch while I had nothing else to watch, really. Right then, everyone, don't forget to send us in your questions, any suggestions for any podcasts that you might have ideas for, anything that you want, really. Even just say hello to us.
Yeah. Right, yeah, you can Twitter us at The Real Talking Pod. Email us at therealtalkingpod@gmail.com, and also YouTube, The Real Talking Pod. Like, follow, and subscribe to every platform if you can, please.
And don't forget to share as well. Sharing is key. Share it to your mum, your dad, your nan, your brothers, your sisters, anyone. Thank you. Right, so now that we've had those nostalgic feels, we've took a trip down memory lane. I thought I'd bring up just some shit that I've been seeing on TikTok this week. So, the first one another potential Mandela effect. So, I know you don't do a great deal of cooking yourself, but you know the basics, and then still when you see it on TV and whatever, but let's just say you got yourself a piece of chicken and you're about to season it. So if you're going to season it with the two basic seasonings, what way do you say it? So I'm going to put on some
salt and pepper.
So you said it in that order, salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper. Apparently now it's always been pepper and salt. I'm gonna season this chicken with pepper and salt. I've never heard anyone come out with it until the other day. And there's clips going back from fucking years ago of people saying on TV, or say I don't think it was Gordon Ramsay, one of the chefs that I've seen, but just on a seasoning with pepper and salt. It's just, it's so strange. I've never fucking seen that before. So I thought I'd just get your.
It just seems backwards. But I'll tell you what else that reminded me of, just because you just, the way. So I seen a video of a mother asking her child how she would answer the phone. And then if I said to you, how would you answer the phone? You clench your knuckles up, pinky and thumb out, and go to your mouth. Do a phone.
Yes.
Where kids now just face like a full palm open.
Well, that goes back to an age thing.
And a camera.
Yeah.
You know, and they do like, it's.
Yeah. So that is an age thing, because with an old phone.
Yeah.
You have to pick it up off the receiver.
Yeah.
You have the headphone.
But I just thought it was just like weird, because obviously in your psyche that's normal.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as I said, with the camera. You would do like a picture of you holding one of those old Polaroid cameras, and you press the button to actually click it.
Because
where
I know you can still buy the disposable cameras as well.
Flip
the flash on. Jeez.
Yeah, I thought that was wild. When I seen that, I thought that was interesting. How the different psyche is now.
Yeah, I think it is just a generational thing, though, isn't it? I mean, I saw a video a long time ago now where. This chap has handed a cassette to his kids, an old cassette player, a tape, and they're like, well, what's this? He's like, it's got music on it. What do you mean it's got music on it? And so they're trying to put it by the ear as if it is a phone to try and listen to it, and they're putting the fingers in, they realise that it spins and this and that, and they're trying to look for an aux outlet and fucking, so a headphone jack, fucking, and they just couldn't suss it. He's like, this is what you do, and he's got an old fucking car where it's got the cassette player in still, and they were like, oh, we just thought you put your phone in there.
So they used to have an A and B side, didn't they?
Yeah. A side, B side. More nostalgic feels. So again, while I was just randomly scrolling through the Twitter, the main viral one that I've seen floating around this week was another one of these idiots fucking jumping onto the snooker table and throwing the orange powder everywhere. The Just Stop Oil Now protests.
And are those, is that in terms of like petrol?
Yeah, so the fossil fuels is the main name for it. So yeah, your petrol, your diesel. Now, I understand what they're trying to say is that it's not good for the environment and everything, but they're not looking at the logistics of it.
So, wait, this happened under the snooker tournament?
Yeah, I think it's the World Championships that's going on at the moment.
What happened?
So he's obviously paid for a ticket to get in, and then he's sat there waiting for an opportunity. Now, it's snooker, there's not a high demand for security.
Yeah.
There will be some sort of law, but they're not standing
at
the barriers because they'd be blocked.
It's not going
off,
yeah.
And so he's just got out of his seat, ran onto the floor, jumped onto the table as someone was about to take a shot, and then he's opened the bag of orange powder and threw it all in the air, so it's landed all over the table. And then shortly after, there is two security guards that come and grab him, get him off the table. But that's just, well, a whole mess that's made. They've got to clean the table, re-fucking start the frame and this and that. It's just fucking stupid. There was a woman that tried to do it, I don't know if it was on the same events or a different day, but by the time she got there, because they were already aware that it might happen again, she's Raw by the title, and so people have managed to grab that. I'd love to see him try and do it somewhere that would actually get crowded. Could you imagine
boxing events?
Boxing or darts is what I had in mind.
Oh.
Could you imagine trying to run up and chuck a fucking bag of orange pepper on a dartboard?
No.
Fucking
no.
Everyone's pissed there.
Yeah. No one wants to ruin their night.
Yeah.
Like that.
They're all fucking having a good time, and I could just see fucking someone chucking a dart at the Ritz.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Are these the same lot that I've? The one thing I've seen that I think is this by the same group.
Mm-hmm.
The spray paintings. Is that the same?
They didn't spray paint. They chucked tomato soup or something over paintings.
Oh, okay.
And then they've been super gluing the hands to the roads, and like buildings and stuff. There was another one the other day where I don't know if it was by a tennis game or something, but essentially the video that I saw, this Scouse lad's laughing at him because he's walking along the field next to me, and they're on the outside of this sporting event that's going on anyway, and they've toy-wrapped themselves to the metal fence, and they're in little groups of three, and the lad's just laughing at them. And I get the cause, but they're not doing it the right way.
No, and also, so they're trying to stop using fossil fuels?
Yeah.
But all of the fossil fuels are getting dug up in the Middle East. That's where it's, and Russia.
And America,
America.
Exports.
So, boys, it's the wrong place to be doing it for one. Plus, what would make me laugh? So these, I'd take none of them drive, because obviously it'd be hypocritical.
Yeah.
Never get a bus,
mm.
Never get a plane,
yeah.
Never get a taxi, like, just cycle and train.
Yeah, and a lot of them are just, essentially, they're on the dole. They're fucking living off the taxpayers' money. I know there's some of them that are born with a silver spoon in their mouth, so they haven't got to worry about money in that sense as well. But they don't work normal jobs. It's a lot of students, fucking. So again, they're already in debt after student loans that's going to get paid off by the taxpayers' money in the end. But they're not looking at the actual logistics of it. Because if the government actually turned around and says, yeah, right, we're not going to buy any more bloody petrol, diesel, whatever. We can't run, we haven't got enough electric vehicles.
Yeah, yeah.
The electric grids are mainly run off of these fossil fuels still anyway. And there's just no means of actually doing it. The whole country would come to a shutdown because there'd be no way of transporting food around, you know, any sorts of supplies whatsoever. The farmers wouldn't be able to farm the crops because they're not going to be able to do it by hand.
Yeah.
They're just fucking
idiots. It is weird because when you think about where it's all coming imported from, that would be your key to target them areas, because obviously, but these are the same ones that I've seen with the Piers Morgan interview on his show.
Yeah.
They're the same lot.
It is, yeah. So the lad that was on there,
he was a Roy. He come across terrible.
That's
he
literally
across,
how all these people, when they're actually getting on TV,
they're not likeable. Like, even their actions is not likeable, but how he come across on the show is just not likeable.
Yeah, it's instantly, they're all just attacking the host. They're not actually providing proper stats and valid reasons why we should listen to them and do what they want.
Yeah.
As I say, you wouldn't be able to do it instantly anyway.
It
would have
to be
done over 30 years or so.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's slagged him off and says, coming from the person that hacked into dead people's phones for whatever reason.
Because he used to run the Daily Mirror group, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a part of the newspaper.
Morgan.
Yeah. And
I seen him when he said, basically, lawyer up because you're going to get sued. And his face, you could see he thought about it because the camera was right.
Yeah, he had to try and keep that small fucking face.
Yeah, he come across terrible. It just made, even if you thought the cause was right, the way they come about it and the way they went about it was just not the right way, and there was not likeable in the approach. And it's the same what that was gluing that hands on the
doing all this stupid stuff.
It's just like when you're stopping other people enjoying themselves and going to work, and you're not likeable.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better approach.
Yeah, because it's only over here as well that we're allowing them to get away with so much. Because when they were doing it in France
they didn't give up.
They were just getting out of the cars and fucking whatever and just grabbing them, hitting them, and fucking them off back over to the other side of the road. cheese, but you know. Drawing on the wrong side of the road anyway, you know. But so since I'm already on a bit of a ranty point of
a ranty feels.
Yeah, of these fucking idiots. So again the other day I was sitting there on sending emails, doing whatever, and then as I've looked up, because it was getting on, and I've got Channel 4 on the TV in the background, I'm not paying attention to it, then as I've looked up, I've seen a pair of tits, and obviously the initial thought, well, oh, boobs, what's this?
Got your attention.
It did, yeah, you know, these nipples pointing at me, I was like, fucking hell, what's going on here? And so, I've put the phone down, and I've started looking at it. There's a programme, so it was on Channel 4, it's called Naked Education, and there's adults that are completely naked, looking, starting off with women, they're all there, different shapes, sizes, whatever, and then as the camera spans around again, there's children sitting there at like old-fashioned school desks, and they're talking to them about how to transition. Transgender, you want to be male, female, whatever in between. And this one girl, she starts crying, it's like emotional because she's got feelings that she might be a boy and whatever. And then it switches on to men. So there was two of them facing each other. There was a woman that's in the middle of transitioning to become a man, so she's got the scars where she's had the boobs removed. And then it's this man fully transitioned from a woman, and for one it was ridiculous because the size of the cock just fucking flaccid was absolutely ridiculous. It was like a fucking elephant's horn fucking just hanging down, and so they're explaining like the process for it and that. So I get that sort of the program where it's trans and trans talk to each other saying it about the experiences, what happens and that, but then the next thing it was that same bloke and other transitioned men standing in front of the same group of kids again, and I just thought, how disgusting is this? Because these kids are under the age of 16 for starters.
They're just impressionable when you're young. You thinking a lot sexually.
Yeah, you're confused.
It's a bit too heavy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And it just screams fucking, well, it's sexually inappropriate and a bit noncy to me. The kids, obviously they must have had consent from the kids and the parents to go on a show, but it shouldn't be a show in the first place.
No, you are right there. I mean, I would have been like, I would like to have heard how that producer went into Channel 4, you say it was on.
Channel 4.
I was like, I've got an idea, we do Naked Attraction. I've got one, Naked Education. It's a bit heavy. I mean, that Naked Attraction is like a weird show, but it is heavy. The one thing, you know, I'm trying to think back of when I started hearing about all just transition, the non-binary, and I can't think of a time when it just seems like the last year and a half maybe,
the last couple of years it has kicked up a lot. I mean, it was always around the normal transgender to a certain degree before we was around, you know, baby boys have been around forever and this and that, but I mean, again, it was seen as cross-dressing back in the day as well, wasn't it? When a man felt comfortable wearing women's clothes and, you know, drag queens and stuff. Paul O'Grady, again, rest in peace. He was, his programme, Blanky Blank, and, Lily Savage. You know, that was probably the opening scene for it, really, to make it sort of popular in the UK. But it literally has, you know, obviously the gay rights got legalised, even same-sex marriage and this and that. Gay pride's always been a big thing. I mean, we've been out several times over the years as a part of those celebrations. But it's gone too far, I think, now.
The thing on with me and with the whole issue, not just this issue, but obviously with the oil one, is if you were that way inclined, why does that be? What does everyone have to know?
Yeah,
it's like you can't
pushed.
Yeah, I know we've already ranted about it before, but it doesn't have to be thrown in our faces. Look, I don't give a shit what way fucking you are, you know, you're a man, you want to be with a man, fucking whatever and that. Don't care.
Mm.
Just fucking don't push the values onto us. And it's getting worse because they're pushing the values onto the kids.
I think,
they're already confused that they're learning. It's hard enough being a kid in general because
school
and everything's fucking
education to do well. You know, you got friends, family, sports, and then
Everything's always fucking hard. You know, the social media and everything. You've got to look a certain way. You've got to fucking act a certain way. And
it's
hard.
That.
So it's already
hard.
And so about this extra element of trying to think. Was I born in the wrong body and that?
So going back to this show, sorry. And what's the conclusion of the show? Just to show kids if this is how you feel, this is how you go about it.
Yeah, I couldn't watch all of it at the end, to be honest, because I was starting to get a bit annoyed, and plus because I always up there, I was getting tired anyway. But I think it is just to try and educate them on the process of how to transition. Well, say it's just they're underage. You know, they're not legally allowed to do anything.
Yeah, so they shouldn't be legally be able to make this choice.
Yeah.
I mean, is there an age where you can start to transition if you feel? I mean,
I've seen a video. I think it was this week actually, of a woman explaining of her experience of her son transitioning into a girl from the age of two.
What?
I know. So this lad has only got sisters around him.
Yeah.
I think his father works away all the time or something. He was America, so you know, he might be a truck driver or whatever. So he's playing with his sister, you know, Barbie dolls and whatever. And then as he's getting older, it's playing dress up, you know, putting on sister's clothes and whatever. And then in nursery, I don't know why there's girls' clothes in nursery just lying around, other than spare ones for accidents and stuff. But apparently the nursery school teachers were not allowing him to dress as the girl, or would allow him to dress in the clothes for a short period of time and then make him get back into his own clothes that he was sent into the nursery as. And then it's like, so the mother's fucking kicked off, like, no, he's transitioning. So he's now like 4 or 5 years old and transitioning into being a girl, but it's just too far, you know. Yeah, you have feminine boys and masculine girls. Doesn't mean that they're gonna be that way. You know, you think fucking how many times do you fucking see a straight man that is a bit fucking camp? And then all these women that are out there that have the short haircuts and fucking dress masculine, but they're completely straight. It's just everyone's different, and to force these fucking ideas and fucking ways of life just because you think this is how it should be, don't force it onto other people and don't force it onto children. They've got to grow up and learn what they want to be themselves. It's too open. Allowing this access. I mean, again, I don't know if we did bring it up on the podcast before, but I saw a video of fucking men stripping and pole dancing in front of fucking innocent little children. The parents are sitting there with them as well, but they're literally fucking dancing in a thong, and I think they fucking had high heels on and that as well. But
on the same show, sorry.
No, this was
a different show.
Yeah, it was a TikTok video that I saw a good couple of weeks ago now, but yeah, you know, just. And again, that screamed fucking paedophiles to me as well, because why would you even want to dance around essentially naked, fucking in front of children? And this is what was going through my head while I was watching his Naked Education the other day. The fact that you're comfortable completely naked in front of children is just wrong in the first place. You know, you shouldn't even want to do it in front of your own children, let alone fucking children that you don't know. And it was just really fucking frustrating. And to top it off, I was working at the NEC fucking yesterday and I drove past a fucking poster of Sam Smith. Fucking dickhead.
It has been a few weeks.
Right, so now that we've got the weekly fucking digging Sam Smith done,
well,
I think
you haven't said you've missed a few weeks though.
See you next week then.